guys know when I'm coming?
She gives us a heads up.
Jan knows.
Oh, that's where it comes from.
No, we'll jack
on. I was going to say, you guys are pretty quick. Okay. Elephant in the room? Who's got it? Who's got the question?
Any update on Eddie?
No. So, it's a lower body injury, so he's got to get tested tomorrow. So I guess we'll see the extent of what's wrong. But that was, it was pretty deflating when, not so much when it happened, but we went in the break after the second period, and we actually played pretty good, and we were, scoring chances were 2-1. On our side, I don't know how the LA would figure them out, but especially after two, I thought we had pretty much control of that game, and to go into the room down 3-1 was tough. And then, we gave up the early one in the third, and I think, that was it.
There seemed to be a lot of optimism amongst your players, and this could be a short-term thing. Is there concern that it could be more than just a day-to-day type thing?
Well, there's a lot of concern, but we don't know. There's concern because it's unknown. So there's no point in speculating. So let's just wait till tomorrow. And, it's probably this break's coming at an extremely good time for us. And we'll just have to wait and see. There's nothing we can do now.
Heaven has talked about it. Other guys talk about how big Vasilevskiy has been for your team, but how big it just Heaven in the school of hell what you guys do there?
Well, you've heard me say this numerous times. Often how Heady goes is how we go, and we have some elite players on this team, but on the back end, he's kind of a rock back there. He plays nearly half the game and in all situations, so he can help dictate a lot of the play of how we're doing things. But it's not like we haven't lost him before. I guess the big worry would be if it's long term, but again, it's hard to say. But you'd quote any team in the league, take whatever Carlson off Ottawa, or take Doughty off LA. You just go through the guys, and it would have an impact on any team. So if he's out for a bit, it would probably have a little impact on our team. Yeah.
You guys have been tried and tested at this sort of thing.
Yeah.
You've been here. You old hands at this. But at the same time, is it hard? I mean, do you have to keep going to that well? What's the way?
Well, it's hard right now because we lost. Guys were leaving the ice, and so at this moment it's hard. But it's the old, you wake up tomorrow and dust yourself off and say, okay, how are we going to figure this out? Good thing is, got 5 days to try and figure this out, and it's good. I told the guys after, whatever about this game. I mean, we tried, we did everything we could. The goalie played well. We just couldn't find the back of the net, and felt like everything that they shot went in the net, or we put it in the net. So it was just one of those games. In 82, those happen. Let's just turn the page. Don't even think about it. And let's kind of reflect on how our first half's been. Let's think about that. And I'm really proud of the way our team's played in the first half. I really am. So, we took one on the chin tonight. I guess if there's a plus about it, it was a Western Conference team. And but, we got to hope that we come back a little bit healthier. This isn't a long-term thing. And regroup, and let's get fired up for Vegas next
Thursday.
You played, seven games in 12 nights. The break comes. Is it a good chance mentally we're going to anything else?
Well, no. But that's what to be honest, the bumps and bruises heal a little bit, but it's not going to really heal the wear and tear. Yeah, it's just the season's really long. And but I think mentally that's the big thing. And you hope you can get into the break and win that last game before the break. Unfortunately, we didn't. But we played some pretty good hockey here down the stretch. We've been on the road for a long time, and now this is a really big test for us because I think we go on for 8 in a row, right, on the road. And so this is, you just got to weather you through this and this, you know, next stage of our schedule. But they've done a really good job. You know, to come off the last road trip 5 and to bring home 7 points, heck of a job. And then what do we have? We have a couple here and we got 2. But let's just take a breath, take a mental break, and come back ready to go.
Obviously, Vasilevskiy's numbers won't look great in the last 3 games. So how much that reflected on kind of how maybe some guys were playing in front of them? Or
I don't know. I'm chalking some of that up to now. You know, we're getting a few tough breaks against us. That happens. You look right before that, he'd gone shutout. So it all, but consistently, he's been our top performer. He's been phenomenal for us, and he's richly deserved to be in the All-Star game. But it's good for all of us, including him, to all of us get away and recharge batteries.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, see you.